I'm finding that as I move towards what I want, the feelings change, and all the work that I've done to go in that direction, I have to stop and retune myself.
For example?
I want to be places, but I realized that I also, as I started getting there, that I didn't have the time, and I didn't have my resources and my network in place, and I couldn't enjoy myself. So as I realized that I wasn't getting the feeling, I had to stop and readjust and start looking at what.
All right, so what did you mean when you say, I want to be places? What do you mean?
Well, what I want to do is I want to be on a blue beach November through April. But as I started to go there, I realized that not only do you have to, you know, have a way to get there, you have to have a way to enjoy your life. And then when you come back, you need a place to be.
But you see, this is the thing that we so want you to hear, and it's the reason that you are the perfect person to help us explain it to everyone, is that when you think about being on that beach from the time that you want to be there till the time that you want to leave there, and you focus completely on the pleasure of that experience, then you offer no resistance. In other words, it's like saying, this is what I want, and in your envisioning of it, you're in alignment with it. In other words, by thinking of what you want and why you want it, you line up with it. But then, as you get involved in how you're going to get there and how long you'll be able to stay and what's going to be happening when you get back, now all of a sudden you've introduced all that resistance to it, which means now you're not a pure signal to what you're asking for, so now it can't happen. Are you getting the sense of this? We understand your desire to be hands-on in the creation, but we want you to be thought on. We want you to be gut on. We want you to be emotion on. We want you to be alignment on. We want it to be a mental, vibrational, emotional game that you're playing, and let the universe orchestrate the circumstances, and then you use all your action to enjoy what you've created through your alignment, you see. By getting too detailed in it, you're sabotaging yourself because you keep asking questions that you don't have answers to, so it keeps turning you upstream or separating you from what you're really wanting. The rule of thumb is, be as specific as you can be and still feel good. Feel the difference between, I want $500,000 tomorrow, and I want $500,000 eventually. Or, I want $500,000 as quickly as it can make its way to me, or I need $500,000 tomorrow. In your more general statement, there's less resistance. In your more specific statement, there's more resistance. Now, it really gets fun when you can be specific with no resistance. It is so much fun. When you come to the place of trusting these laws and trusting your ability to focus, and you've noticed the correlation between what you've been thinking and feeling and what's manifesting enough that you recognize the feeling. The thing that we so much want you to hear is that while it is fun to specify the details of the way you think you want your life to unfold, if you will specify the emotional details, the feeling details, in other words, rather than saying, I want to be on a beach that has this many buildings and this many tents and this many clothed bodies and this many naked bodies and this temperature of the water and this absence of people or this presence of people, instead, if you will say, I want to be on a good feeling beach. I want to be in a place that feels good to me. I want to feel the serenity of my being. I want to feel the well-being. I want to lie there in the non-restricted environment. I want to lie there in the non-contested energy field. I want to lie there knowing my well-being and my clarity and feeling the well-being of this planet around me, seeing the beauty of the water and feeling the warmth of the sand and knowing the well-being of my being and feeling proud of myself for my life here and feeling satisfied with who I am and who I've become. I want this beach to wrap around me and make me feel the perfection of that which I am. As you find those feeling tones, there's no resistance. And then every other detail that you've been throwing into it all the days of your physical life will be able to be given to you too. So much so that as it unfolds, you'll say, I do not believe that in my wildest dreams I ever could have imagined the perfection of this moment as it is unfolding. If we sat here with you and you only for day after day after day, you would never be able to even come close to articulating the perfection of what's in your vibrational escrow. You don't have the vocabulary and you don't have the time to offer the details of it. But we want you to know that it is there. It's where you began with us. You said you can see that. We want you to know that it is there and it is vivid and that you have added to it incrementally all the days of this experience and before. And so when we say to you, ask and it is given, we're not kidding. And when we say to you, you have asked and it has been given, we're not kidding either. And now as we say to you, you have asked and it has been given, and now you've got to find a way to line up with it, we're really not kidding. And when we say, and the way that you line up with it is by feeling your way there, not thinking your way there. You don't think your way there. You feel your way there. You love your way there. You appreciate your way there. You bask your way there. And what's gone wrong with so many of you? You think that creation is about mind. You think it's about dictating what you want clearly. You think it's about emphasizing it and goal setting and writing it down and training your mind. It's not about training your mind. It's about feeling your way to it. It's about feeling your way along the path. It's about following the path of enthusiasm. It doesn't light up visually, it lights up emotionally. So when someone says, come with me, and you think, nah, don't go. But when someone says, come with me, and you think, man, I'd like to do that, go. When someone says, have you read this, and you don't feel anything, then don't. If someone says, have you read this, and you feel it, then go. It lights up emotionally. It doesn't light up mentally. It lights up emotionally. It feels good. It feels good. But you see, it can't really light up in that big way and feel really good if you're not up here high on the path. In your mode of appreciation, it lights up in such a way that you want to scream, hell yes. But if you're over here in despair or revenge or anger or even frustration and overwhelmment, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels better. It's the path of least resistance. It's the thing that feels the best from where I am. So that's why we said your choices are not fabulous or horrible. Your choices are which feels better and which feels worse. And it isn't until you really get yourself consistently in this mode of feeling wonderful that it lights up in such a way that it just knocks you over. Jerry watched Esther. He's never seen her so tuned in, tapped in, turned on. He's never seen her so alive. The thoughts were flowing through her in such a powerful way. It lit up for her in such a powerful way. And the reason that that lit up so much is not because that was so much better than where she was, it's because she finally was where it is, you see. You got to be thrilled at the idea of your abundance, not discouraged that it hasn't come yet. You got to be thrilled at the promise of the future before the promise of the future can be yours. You've got to be so excited about your impending wellness that you're not worried about your current illness. It's mood, it's attitude, it's vibration, it's creation. Everything else is regurgitation. You are creators and you create through your emotions. So what you think has a feeling response because you're over here as source energy thinking and you're over here as a physical human thinking. And so these thoughts are converging and you're having an emotional response about how well they match. So Source says unequivocally all day, every day, I love you, I love you, I love you, you are lovable, you are worthy. And when you think, I'm not smart, I'm not good, you feel the discord of those thoughts. So as you start loving yourself more and loving yourself more and loving yourself more and loving yourself more so that you love me, I love me, I love me, now there's one vibration going on relative to that subject. When you find someone and you choose them and make them your enemy and you say, you have wronged me, I hate you, it's bad what you have done, no matter who they are, Source is over here never feeling anything even close to that. And when you are feeling that, you've caused a separation. You must bring yourself into vibrational alignment with what the Source within you feels. That's why it is all an emotional game. You have already become this prosperous being, and that time that you spend in your mind thinking about that beach that you want to spend time on, that has already been achieved, and you just have to not do that thing you do that takes you to a place that's different from that. People say, shouldn't I face reality? And we say, never. never face reality unless you like everything about it just like it is. Take from the reality the pieces that make you feel the best. In the same way, Esther was watching television or attempting to the other night, and finally she just turned it off. She said, I've been through every channel, and there is nothing there that is a vibrational match to me. Not one thing that is a vibrational match to me. And so turning it off was the path of least resistance. When you are moving through the details of life experience and you realize who you have become, the perfection of that which is you, you have high standards that you have to reach for. You cannot complain and be who you are. You cannot worry and be who you are. You cannot hate and be who you are. You cannot doubt and be who you are, you see. You got to train yourself into this powerful expectation of who you are. And as you train yourself more and more there, things will light up for you, and you will say to anyone who is around, I care not what you think about this, because your opinion is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is the gap between me and me, and there is no gap. I'm in perfect alignment with my ideas and ideals and creation, and now the entire universe is in cooperative union, bringing about circumstances and events and showing me the next and 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 the next. It's always been so, and it will always be so. And the fun of life is sitting next to somebody and recognizing them before or after the fact that they were an important piece of your point of attraction, and that the universe is on your side, and that there are millions more where that one came from. You will never show up at your dock and miss your ship. There's another and another and another and another and another and another and another. Thank you. We are complete.